How do you date a book such as Barnabas? By Bart D. Ehrman, read by John Paul Middlesworth. In my posts on Barnabas, I indicated that it was probably written sometime in the 130s CE. I often get asked how scholars come up with dates like that. The first thing to stress is that it's very difficult to date ancient writings, but scholars who have worked on such matters for nearly 300 years now, in some instances, have marshaled pretty good evidence in case after case, although in many instances there continue to be substantial debates. There are several ways to establish parameters, which are fairly commonsensical. If a writing is quoted by an author whose dates are relatively certain, his dates too need to be established on independent grounds, but in lots of cases there is almost no doubt, then obviously the writing is earlier than that. So that's a beginning. Second, if the writing itself quotes a dateable writing or author, then it must be written later than that. And third, relatedly, if the writing refers to a dateable event, then it must be later. Much of the debate over one writing or another involves whether there are, in fact, references to dateable events. As a rather important example, a number of scholars think that Mark 13:1 is a clear reference to the destruction of the temple by the Romans. If that's true, then Mark was written after 70 CE. Other scholars think the reference in Mark 13:1 is too vague to be sure about, or that Jesus really did predict that the temple would be destroyed, and so they tend to date the work to a few years earlier. For the Gospels, like Mark, there are numerous other factors that are brought into play, not just one verse. For one thing, the Apostle Paul, well-connected and well-traveled and familiar with lots of churches, shows no knowledge that such a thing as Gospels exist when he was writing in the 50s. That would suggest that they were not circulating yet. Luke 21, verses 20 through 24, however, seems to be more clearly referring to the destruction of Jerusalem, and so likely shows that Luke was written sometime after 70. So too with Matthew 22:7. All of these are debated, of course, but most scholars, most of the time, as I've indicated, think that Mark was around 70 to 72 or so, and Matthew and Luke 80 to 85 or so. On Barnabas, there are also debates. But here, too, there are some clear parameters. On one end of the spectrum, the letter is explicitly quoted by Clement of Alexandria in 200 CE. So it is sometime before that. On the other end of the spectrum, the letter explicitly mentions the destruction of the Jerusalem temple in 16 verses 3 and 4. This is a clear statement, not like Mark 13:1. And so it must be after 70 CE. So it has to date somewhere between 70 and 200. What is more, 16 verses 3 and 4 indicates that the temple was still in ruins when the letter was written, and it appears to indicate that the ruined temple was soon to be rebuilt. Scholars have long argued that such hopes for the reconstruction of the temple were very much alive during the first decades of the second century, before the second Jewish revolt of 132 to 135, especially near to that time. Brief background. After the uprising against Rome in 66 to 70, at the end of which the temple was destroyed, Jews continued to live in Jerusalem. There was a second uprising some 60 years later, led by a Jewish figure known as Bar Kokhba, thought by some to be the Messiah. That, too, was suppressed by the Romans on order of Emperor Hadrian. At that point, Jews were expelled from Jerusalem. Hadrian renamed the city Aelia Capitolina and built a temple to Zeus/Jupiter on the site. At that point, there was no real hope for a future Jewish temple until many years later. As a side note, this later hope lives on in some circles even today. Many fundamentalist Christians think that the temple has to be rebuilt before Jesus returns for the rapture because 2 Thessalonians 2 indicates that the Antichrist will enter the temple and declare himself God before the final catastrophe hits. For that to happen, there needs to be a temple, and so Jesus can't return until the temple is built, which is at heart why so many fundamentalists are in favor of Israel and the rebuilding of the temple. In any event, back to the letter of Barnabas. The letter appears to expect the imminent rebuilding of the temple. There was a hope for a rebuilt temple just before the uprising of 132-135. And so, in the opinion of probably the majority of scholars who work on Barnabas, not all of them, the letter is probably to be dated sometime around the year 130 CE.